Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They're right. It's not fair. Those who labored for a full day, of course, agreed to work for a denarius. But would they have agreed to work only for a day's wage if they had known that those who would work far less would receive the exact same amount? Would they even have come at the beginning of this 12-hour work day if they had known that those who worked 9 hours would receive just as much in wages? Would they have endured the heat of the day if they had known that those who worked even from noon until 6 would receive the same wage? And if they had known about this last crew, those who sauntered into the vineyard at 5 o'clock and hadn't even broken a sweat by pay time an hour later, would they honestly have borne the burden of the entire day? If you realized that those who never give an hour of volunteer labor to the congregation would, at the end of days, receive the same reward as you, would you still show up so frequently to labor in the vineyard? If you knew that the 89-year-old man who repents on his deathbed after a lifetime of rejecting the church, or the 59-year-old business mogul who, high as a kite, wrecks his car in which he was driving to an illicit affair, but calls for a priest on his deathbed, have just as much of a shot at entering a dwelling with God in paradise as you, would you still work so hard against the desires of your sinful flesh? Or would you hold out until the 11th hour? If you could spend a lifetime in godless rebellion against your Creator, worshiping mammon or worshiping yourself, getting rich or getting drunk, cheating on your wife or cheating on your taxes, and still enter the kingdom of heaven at the 11th hour, would you really be here on Sunday mornings? This is not a parable about those outside the vineyard. It's not a parable about those who have no faith. It's a parable about you, who by the Lord's mercy have been brought into the kingdom of heaven. You cannot earn your way in. The master of the vineyard goes out relentlessly looking for more and more people to bring into his vineyard. This is not a parable about how to hire for your business. The master doesn't check their work experience. He doesn't look for the most qualified. He doesn't track down their references. He simply calls anyone and everyone he encounters into the vineyard. Nothing you do can get you in. Only the master's call and election will get you into the vineyard. And he only calls those who are idle, even at the beginning of the day. So the parable is a warning to those already in the vineyard, those who have already received this gift of faith, those who are a part of the Master's church. You cannot work your way into the vineyard, but you can idle your way out of it. Having received the Lord's gift of faith, having been brought into His kingdom by His grace, you have work to do. The Christian life is one of work. Hard work. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow Christ cannot be his disciple. Every day you are given good works to do. While the scorching sun of the world beats against your skin, wanting you simply to give up, to surrender your faith and call it quits in the vineyard, you are to work hard. When the blistering heat of your sinful flesh calls you to surrender to lustful passions, to pack it in, to take care of your own needs for the rest of the day, you are to work hard. When the devil tells you, you'd be just as well to depart the vineyard and come back at the last hour of your life, you are to work hard. No, it's not fair. Fair would be for everyone to get what he deserved, the just reward for his labor. But no matter how hard you labor in the Master's vineyard, you'll never earn the denarius of salvation. Not only does he require a full day of work, a complete lifetime of obedience, he demands a perfect work day. He demands perfection, not just outwardly, but inwardly as well. Anything shy of perfection is sin, pure and simple. One wandering thought, one moment where your hand or your mind is not given to the task, to the Lord's holy commandments, and your work doesn't qualify you. Sin has a wage, of course. It's death. If you want fairness, you can have it. You'll get what's fair, and you'll go to hell. But the Lord, the Master of the vineyard, is not about fairness, any more than he's about managing his vineyard in a cost-effective manner. It's poor management, by your standards, to be sure, to give to each worker an undeserved denarius. Fairness simply isn't what the Master wants to give. Consider the one worker in the vineyard who worked tirelessly and perfectly. The one worker who withstood every temptation. The one worker who never considered his own best interests. He endured treacherous toil, the back-breaking work of carrying the cross, the scorching sun beating down on him while he hung dying on the cross, the parching thirst from the cross. The one faithful worker is Jesus Christ. But for all of his faithfulness and all of his perfection, he received your wages. Everlasting death and condemnation. The wages of your sin is the death of Jesus. Because he has borne your sin, worked tirelessly until death to atone for your sin, and risen victorious from the grave, the free gift for you is eternal life. Because he, the first, became the last, you, the last, have become the first. No, it's not fair. If you often find it difficult to bear the burden and heat of the day while others live according to the lusts of their flesh, if it often hurts you to fight while others rest, to bear the cross while others have good days, to be mocked, despised, abused while others live in glory and honor, do not murmur as those first who became last, but think of the blessed honor when the Master of the heavenly vineyard will say to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire." How then will you rejoice over the wonderful gift of the good householder? Then for each hour of work you receive an infinite, immeasurable reward. For each work of love done in faith, an incalculably wonderful pay. For every battle, no matter how small, an eternal, glorious triumph. For each little cross, an unspeakably wonderful crown. For each little heat of temptation endured, an unending, blessed refreshing. For every small insult, immeasurably great honor and glory. That's how it is in the Master's vineyard. Not fair. Do you begrudge this generosity? That the Lord would give to you what cannot be earned? No, it's not fair. The wage is too high. There's no merit in the vineyard, only grace. And while you're here, you're free to work, free to labor in the Lord's vineyard where the wage is guaranteed no matter the effort. You're not here out of some kind of obligation to get the work done in order that you can receive the wage. You're here because the work is done. You're here because the gospel is joyful and beautiful. You're here because everything is accomplished for you already. It's hard work, this Christian life. As you work, you'll grow weary. As you toil under the blazing sun of temptation, you'll grow thirsty. As you labor in the bitter heat of a sinful world, you'll grow tired. As you struggle against the oppression of your sinful flesh, you'll grow hungry. In this life, you need sustenance. And that's why you're here. The only thing that sustains you in the vineyard is what brought you in the first place. God's unmerited grace. When your ears are weary from the devil's accusations, come hear the word of absolution that refreshes you and declares you forgiven. When your stomach grumbles for want of nourishment, come eat the body of him who won the wage of eternal life for you. When your throat is parched from crying out and carrying the cross of daily struggle, drink the blood of Jesus, the rock pierced for you. Here, the wage is free and the labor delightful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.